Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week. Welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to another episode of the Chisel Pod. I am Joy Mpande, and as usual, I'm not alone. I am joined by
Khomotso Mkhanedi.
That's right. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, so of course we start off with some music news. K.O. just dropped a song. Let me tell you, first of all, okay, I am a huge fan of K.O. and that's why I'm starting with him, right? And you must never tell him that I'm a huge fan of him. I'm a huge fan of his music. Okay, let's not get it twisted. His music always gives me like a vibe. But this specific one, which he dropped with Young Stunna, it's called Paradise or Paradise because it's from his upcoming album Parasiti, which is dropping in June later this year. It's not giving me what it needs to give. And I just needed to give you that review.
King, is it a trap or is it a mixture of channel?
It's very, so you know with KO, I feel like the reason why I like his music so much is because it's get up and go music.
Mm-mm.
So this is more like touchy feely, like I don't want to say R&B, but like hip hop R&B type of like soul, but not soul, you know? Because like, I mean, Young Stunna there is, he's singing. He's obviously singing as he usually does, but he sings quite well. And the messaging of this, and I get it, is, you know, to speak on the struggles of creatives that people go through, and so forth and so forth. So anyway, I just wanted to give you that unsolicited review. Okay?
Yeah.
Does this song make me want to look forward to the album that's coming up later? No, but the creative direction and the rollout of it is making me gag. Like, it's giving me all the feels from, you know, the shoot that he did in town somewhere and his whatever he's wearing. Yeah, I'm actually going but, on about this.
He looks rusty, like oh God, thing. No. Yeah, that means it goes. The image goes along with the
okay.
Yeah. Because I'm gonna have some beard.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, maybe that was also intentional.
I'm sure it's a gamma spoon too.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's that on that. More into some music news. Matema Moremi has also released an offering of gratitude, which she recorded actually last year at the State Theatre in Pretoria. But she's decided, no, let me put this album out right now, today, from today. It's called Heart of Gratitude, which we're absolutely, you know, we're coming from the Easter weekend. So if you're still feeling holier than thou, go ahead and listen to that one.
And I'm impressed with Matema, because,
really?
Like she's shining bright away from that spotlight side, the islands. Karu Flourish Ali Wanji. Gena and who's that guy Wako with Bank? Oh, used to make music lame.
Brendan.
Robbie Malinga, not Brendan. Brendan
okay.
That guy.
We will give us that name before the episode finishes. Hopefully we will try and remember that one. But I think Matema definitely, it's not a surprise for me that artists who never won the competition Mm-mm. are doing so well out of the industry.
Thank you.
I mean, yes, in the gospel space, it's her.
Mm-mm.
But another person who's also shining, not as bright as Matema, but she's in her own lane. She's doing the most. It's Yanga Sobeto. Remember, she also, but did she won Idols, didn't she? But anyway, yeah. Basically, you can definitely do the most after the competition. As you know, the competition is no longer happening. There's no Idols SA South Africa anymore.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
And I got the name. It's Musa.
Oh, Musa.
Musa Mthandi.
But Musa said he's done with this industry.
Yeah. He was shining on his own.
He was definitely doing quite well until he gave up on this industry. But it's no surprise.
Wow.
But the gospel industry has a lot of money.
Mm-mm.
I feel like umnigelo uningi like ukhona like
and no satan umningi
and u satan uzokulinga so be careful if anything but yeah, shout out to everybody who's doing well in the music scene. That's that on that. There's something controversial happening in the music space, and I'm just going to touch on it lightly because it's international news, and I know it's also quite a controversial one, and we don't really want to touch on trauma. But Kanye West has been trending this week, and it's, yeah. Okay, he said call him Ye, so we're talking about Ye. So he opened up about a child, an alleged childhood trauma, revealing that he had, you know, sexual relations from when he was like 6 years old, and it's with his cousin, and obviously it's a man.
But why do you need to bring it up now?
Well, like you are 47. He's promoting his music, and I guess...
Oh.
Right. It's a very... why would you do it that way? It's just, yeah, it's a lot. But come on, it's Yay. So genius in my head, and he's so ahead of time. We're just, you know, behind, apparently.
No, man. Hey,
yeah. So basically, tell us what you think about that.
But hence I'm asking, why did he have to bring it up now?
Right.
Or trying to push sales?
Right.
Is he
trying to push sales? Well, he's not well.
Because at some point, Nasu gets a Mahu Beyonce. Both the and Ali the game. So.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I didn't like that. I didn't like it. I didn't like it when he said,
then
oh,
before that,
Beyonce's kids are retarded.
Yeah, Wabon. Mm. So... I thought we'd get the sales more.
Okay. So let's, okay. Basically, he's unwell, and we're going to skip over that and go back to local, because local is leke. And there's been some lacquer stuff that has been happening in South Africa, Mzansi, for sure. Recently, Anelam daughter finalized her lobola negotiations.
Mm-mm.
And this was just this past weekend. She was trending because there were pictures of her in her traditional regalia that circulated on social media, which shared glimpses of this celebration. And that's quite a beautiful thing. Shout out. Congratulations, I guess.
Hey, Tabu. Tabu and I know, we know the
guy.
The guy.
Who's an apparent.
The husband, Anel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Tabu told him off in a lift.
Oh my god!
He didn't want us to get in the lift.
Okay, yeah, I mean you're spilling the tea, but like halfway. Like,
yeah,
can you like, just, like
the guy didn't want us to get in the lift. Okay. In Anale Anel.
Okay.
So Tabu was like, we're in a 47th floor. Okay. We are going to ground. No, then they were quiet the whole time until Ratafita go ground room.
Hectic.
Serious, like
where was this? Details. When?
Leonardo, last year, November.
Okay. you guys knew each other prior to that? Is that why they wanted the privacy?
No.
Oh, so they just wanted to be alone?
Mm.
Okay, no, it's a free country. Definitely. It's a free country.
Okay.
Anyway, just for context for those listening, Tabo is one of our colleagues. We're not trying to put the dots together too much. We're not going to say which department, but somebody. Okay. But I mean, beyond that, right? I think a lot of people have been asking themselves, who really is this man? This apparent prince. He's not even apparent. He is a prince. Okay. Ubone Lela. Oh, you better help me. Ngumbeng. Yeah. No, I cannot. I am butchering it. And it's not nice. Because he's a king. He's a prince. Come on. I've never been great at these, like, vernac names, you know?
Bonelela.
Bonelela, bani?
Mkuzwa.
That's how you pronounce that. With a C and a K and a...
No, it's Mgudlwa.
No. Not according to the statement that was sent to us. No, barongo la baya. Let me show you. Okay, hold on. Let's pause. This is not going to go on air. Let me show you.
Bonelela Buza James.
There's no, but that's not the right one. I want to show you this one. There, his name. Oh, Naya Unigamene.
Bonelela.
Kamguzwa.
Yeah, Bonelela Mguzwa. Eish, careful.
What's happening? You wanna... Are you hopping in?
No, I'm not.
Love it!
I'm not. That's not going on it. Don't go too much onto the him being a prince thing.
I know, because there's a whole thing.
Very controversial.
Yeah.
It's not Buza, it's Baza.
Okay.
It's cool. He's known as Ubaza.
Ubaza. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just... story of the of him.
Okay, spill the tea. Prince
and please record him.
No, hell no.
Like, I've heard so many bad things about this guy, and it's like, I don't want Anelle to cancel me.
He's the son of a chief.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. We bambe in a blanket.
And then, do we mention his other marriages? Okay, we're not going to do that. Basically. Which one? All right. Okay. I can't say the other surname. Apologies. Okay. Praetorian girl here. Don't know how to say some of these things. But anyway, congratulations are in order for her, and that's that on that. A source revealed to us that there's going to be another ceremony in November. Yeah.
Spill the tea. What's up with okay. With Anelle and the sister?
Oh my gosh, no.
No, I want to. No.
Okay, so I don't want to speculate. I don't want to allege. I don't want to touch on this. Like, okay, so what people really found weird is how Thembisa's daughter, which is the sister to Anelle, did not really share any images from this. Was not seemingly there.
Mm-mm.
Her friends were very much there. There were just so many missing pieces to this puzzle. Quite questionable. But it's been, I mean, the corridors have been quite loud. They've been echoing what actually is happening between Anelle's daughter and Thembisa's daughter as well. And we don't know until they speak. And of course, we did reach out to Anelle to try and speak to her. And we're trying to know a lot. And I think it would be great to hear from her, because I have not seen Thembisa and Anelle in the same room.
Yeah, I want to know a lot, including the incident in Cape Town, the Uber driver as well.
Who's the baby daddy to Anelle? Yeah, yeah. Why do we want to know so much about Anelle?
Because anyway, they leave everything hanging.
You know, and like, you are giving us the tea halfway. Pour the tea. Okay.
How my daughter.
My daughter. I'm going to move on from that one, though, just so we can be safe and not say too much of our minds. Okay. We were speaking about Yanga Sobetwa, not so long ago. And she's engaged, actually. Quite interesting. She's engaged to a musician, Untako Khoza. She revealed this just recently as well. And yeah, of course, it's been wedding bells ringing in Celebville. Lala Hariyama, a media personality, also recently got engaged to her beau. And it's been, yeah, for her, I guess she's not really in the limelight because she does not want it like that. But she shared that little piece of her story, which I think was quite beautiful. So congratulations to everybody who still believe in love. It's beautiful for some. And we wish you the best, right?
I thank you.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Okay. So let's. I like the fact that we're already talking about relationships.
Mm.
A relationship that people thought was on. Oh, no, I'm not even. Let me cook. So now, Scorpion Kings is a relationship that people thought was going to, they're going to break up at some point. And it's obviously not a romantic relationship, but it's a working relationship and a friendship as well. It's with DJ Maphorisa and Kabza De Small. Right. They've, of course, set the record straight to say that, no, man, we're together. And all that stuff. And they've launched Scorpion Kings Live with Friends, which is a music festival set to take place in August.
Mm-hmm.
On August 29 at
Loftus. Hey, Mwana Pitori.
I'm thinking Loftus. So Loftus Stadium on August 29. They expect it to fill up like 50,000 people or more. And I think that's doable for them. These are two giants in the Amabiana space. Yeah. Are you going to go?
Mm-mm.
Why? You never want to go to these things. And then you randomly show up to these other things. Like, what's going on?
I am not interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's that on that. Somebody who wished she could have never showed up, I guess, is Rebecca Malope. Just recently,
oh, no, no.
She's had to set the record straight because images of her and Bushiri from 2 years ago resurfaced on social media. This is after Floyd Shivambu's visits to the church or in Malawi, Yaga Bushiri, on Easter Friday. And he boldly was smiling and he was there. He was very present. He was not even ashamed of himself. But anyway, Rebecca Malope's resurfaced videos and images sparked rumors that she was also in Malawi at the same time. And of course, you had to set the record straight. Let's have a listen. Oh, damn. Well, yeah, so basically she was not there. Stop insulting Umam Ribs. Siyamthanda, that is our icon, man. Angifuni loading her Mam Rebecca. Like, why? like ungathi umam wami self. Anyway, that's that on that. Let's move on to, there's a lot of music news that has been happening, Nadia Nakai also had to, I guess, clap back after being picked on for showing off her butt crack. One thing about Nadia Nakai, okay, let me describe first. So this recent outfit that she was donning was pink and black leather tight two-piece, which showed like some elements of like her butt and her butt crack and then sides of her butt. I keep saying butt, but that's what I mean. That's what happened. And it's not anything peculiar. She's a rapper. She's always conducted herself in this way, but she got a lot of backlash with people saying, "Hi, bo, auntie waka Cairo." Like, Cairo ngena api. Let's have a listen to what she had to say. Well, yeah.
Album sales
suddenly rose because, well, do you know one song from her album?
Yeah.
Not even one? Not even the one with Manu Walsta? And you know when you go to hotels, that's all you can watch. like, what are you going to do? Like, Trace, channel, what are you going
to... Tina Salili Kumu, Tina.
Okay.
Chinchi.
Oh, Ni Chinchi.
Yeah.
Hectic. Well, okay. That's that on that. I think she definitely does bring up a point in terms of, yeah, just get off my back. I look hot. And that's the end of the story. Another story that I found interesting this week is with this actress, the 47-year-old actress. Help me pronounce the name before I butcher it.
Nupi Makgoba.
Yes. So she landed her first film role after 47 years in the industry. What does that say about us as the industry?
I don't blame her. Blame the South Africans because they know relevant. Because she's been acting since the days of Punko,
1970s.
Background go Takalani Sesame. She was there. Recently Turkai Hoplang, The Throne, Ferguson's Films. It's quite a lot, man.
Yeah, Rhythm Cities.
Hey,
wow.
Then Utlolenda. After 47.
Well, it's definitely never too late.
Lisilo, Nalmu. Hey, Lisilo, na Ektamu as well.
Okay. So, yeah. So, basically, at least the industry has not really locked or blocked her from getting TV roles. But for me, I feel... maybe she definitely needs more film characters. Obviously, just give her a flower. She's been in the industry for quite some time. And I think one thing that actually came up recently with the death, God rest his soul, the death of Odone Mlangeni, is how he was able to thrive in this industry even in his 65-year-old age self. He's been in the industry for quite some time. And, of course, he's been able to still get roles on, like, TV and, like, streaming platforms and films, if I'm not mistaken. And I think even, obviously, in the theater space, he's been doing quite a lot. And I think the story, Yaga Nupi, also reminds me and makes me want to say that okay, she's also a veteran in the space. Let's also make sure that this is like a sound alarm of some sort for directors and casting directors and whatever.
Yeah.
To actually put her in and put her on into other stuff, because we know that she's amazing, as well as Umam Nandi and everybody else.
And apparently she didn't know that she was shooting a film until she asked the Tlokholo tsa gagwe, "Kanti yo dlalani lento TV?" But what? Ara ke movie, the popcorn, but yeah, so not popcorn. So that's how she came kata bogore. This ke film ya ga mathomo. After 47 years. But I think as well, Libo Karabo, Kahiso Lidija, they were just giving her flowers while assaulting. Because once Harobala Motu, we all here, hooray, they are right, Ganjani, but Ara Pet, I got to sing a simnandi. So, ish. Yeah, it's true. Like that.
True. I definitely want to get into that Kahiso Lidija one, but I'm going to leave that for last with our What You Watching segment. But let us get into this Scott's Mapuma thing that just keeps shoving itself into our faces. Scott's Mapuma, who's an Amapiano star, he says he's just tired of the limelight. He just wants the goodies of whatever comes with the limelight without the actual fame. And I don't think you can actually do that unless if you're Frank Ocean.
Yeah, man. That's nonsense.
It is nonsense. Yeah. I feel... Okay, it's just for context. So there have been images and videos of Scott's Mapuma with fans trying to take pictures of him with him, and he just retaliates because he thinks he's Beyonce. And, you know, recently he was on the El Tito show, and of course he decided, hey, I want to say some more about this. Let's have a listen. All right, that's what he had to say.
But kodwa ngithi ku Scott uzokukhumbula lamalanga la odlale ngawo.
True.
Uzokukhumbula ngoba I think if not lo nyanga ngithi uthe sokunikeza iminyaka. Next year maphoro uzabaphetha umuntu omusha. Sabe sikhohliwe ku. Msobona. That's the honest truth. That's the honest truth though. Like we have seen bo King Uhuru utlugile ku Uhuru. Was rolling the bags, tuchile kubo bags, al koparele kabza, bas split, abachara the agencies day two. Then now, hachakala bo youngstan. Youngstan al no, well, you know the drill. Then, gabu, vialo, no kemang ex tapi, or kemang,
yeah, the one that just signed.
Hey, no peace then. Next day, horotaro mu, out labon. Mbo legin, tobon.
Yo, not art imitating life beforehand. God forbid, man. You know, for me, I feel like, yeah, man, if you're going to want to be in this industry, you're just going to have to take it with whatever it has to Thank come you. With. And if you saying we don't understand, you want so much of our lives, dude, when you're out there, as soon as you step out your door, unfortunately, sorry for you, you at work. Okay? And that's that on that. If you never wanted us to know you, maybe you could have been Kimang Oltibasvatleho.
Mzegazega.
You could have been Mzegazega. You could have been her. I think her we didn't know until she wanted to be known. You could have been
the ghost lady.
You could have been the ghost lady.
Ghost man.
There's so many who's that other producer? He used to wear like a mask as well, almost like, but he's like does electro. I don't wanna say Rofgam. It's not Rofgam. It's okay, slips my mind. Anyway, basically, you could have been anonymous. Okay, you could have just had a name. And then just ran with the music. When you perform, put the mask on. When you get off stage, take it off, change your outfit. Nobody will notice who the hell you are. So really, I think he's being a bit cocky. And as you say, you know, these days, he will easily remember them. And yeah. And I think right now, if I was him, I would capitalize on the fame that I have, get as many brand deals as possible, sign, make money, buy a house, buy a car, and go apply in corporate somewhere.
And the interesting part to show that this guy is pompous. This boy is pompous. Or he can leave now and go and stay in India. or Nigeria. That shows her, like, our value is South Africans. Mm. So,
but it's the nature of the game.
The next year.
I mean, I wish him all the best, but at the same time, just understand the name of the game that you're in, okay? Everybody's doing it, from athletes to... Come on, it comes with the nature of the sport that you're in. Anyway, we're going to put that one to rest.
But can you speak about the other breakup?
Yeah, it's in.
The other breakup, the mini one.
All right. We'll get into it. Lead us into it, Pastor. Okay, so what happened was, Mina Dlamini, since February of the 14th, Valentine's Day this year, decided to go Instagram official with Brian Munayusa, who's a plastic surgeon. Now, before they went Instagram official, there was so much drama surrounding their relationship. And to catch you up, Brian Munayusa was previously... in another relationship, I'm not going to say married, and he had a fresh baby also on top of that.
Sure.
He decided, I see Mini Dlamini. I mean, cue Casper Vest's line. Like, I want Mini Dlamini, basically. And he went in and started, dating each other. So they've been public. And then Jiggy Jiggy images have been deleted on social media. That was the first... I guess sign that sparked rumors that these people might not be together anymore. And that when that happened, there were rumors that there was infidelity that was the cause of their relationship coming to an end. Well, turns out it's not. That's according to Brian Munayusa, who shared a statement saying that the circumstances were not that, and because I care for Dlamini's reputation. Yeah, it's stopping malicious. He's right. Yeah, what is your take on this relationship, really, I think? Cause,
Supersport, Supersport is a house of divorces.
What?
Yeah, like Mpoma Boy is divorced. Tato Mueng as well. Lindy went to divorcee. Like, you're born, then when you're humble to your children, then what? Your children. Now, me, divorcee. It's a house of divorcees.
I wonder if, like, I feel like I'm smelling an article out of the, what you just said. Like, and, yeah.
And imagine.
I see Kulimele, what's he make you tonight?
Ah, Kulimele, I'm
making you. Okay.
Second, I'm going to go to the thing, I'm going to go to the Frank's command.
What? You know what? I think this relationship could have easily been private and we wouldn't have known about it and then wouldn't have judged her. Mm. And now, because we know, Guti, this is the guy also, he has money.
The Porsche.
You flaunted this whole entire relationship in our faces and now we want to know more.
I'm writing clear on a relationship in a low budget because by a guy Zimbabwe,
Okay. So let me set the record straight. First of all, this man has a lot of money.
I know him.
And beyond le plastic surgery, le ama PBL le li kabangayo, kune para la paya une mali. Where's mali?
But now I mean, when I bought it, I'm going to say, why? I said Dubai, Seychelles. I feel like I'm going to say, it's a region. I'm saying it's a region. Zimbabwe.
I hate to be part of this video. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. Tina, I... Yo. How do I recover from this? Well, yeah. It's quite sad, though.
No, it's not sad. We are lying.
It's actually really... No, I mean, it's not sad that much. I mean, for me, I'm just speaking from a girl's perspective. I think every breakup hurts. And if it was a real relationship, it hurts a bit. Like, trust me. It will take a couple of weeks. But she seems to be quite okay, and she's flourishing. She's on... the cover of True Love magazine with no love. She is...
the cover of True Love with no love.
I'm just saying, she's on... No, but I mean, shout out to her. You know, she is the Forbes.
I show you. True, half of true love with no love. I ran out of time.
Okay, fine. Utan umtana kege. Le familiar kege. Utan ukona just not romantically. Okay, which is what the magazine should be about, but I don't know what happened there. Anyway, so yeah, so shout out to her. She's still thriving. She has a production company. She has a show on Channel O. She'll be okay. Okay, until she finds another man. Yeah, let's leave it at that.
And she might get a show to advise married couple how to
stay. No! I still... Netflix, hi.
Look at your producer.
Netflix, how are you doing? We see you. We see you. Yeah. What was that show again?
I think it's a Paradise Island or
no,
what?
No, it was Love at First Sight.
Yo, love at first sight.
I see you.
Reality show. Ngoba it was love at first sight.
No,
guys. Yo, my
<baby.
laughs>
Okay, quick Google search shows that the name of the show, which we're forgetting, and now suddenly even the internet is trying to say yatega. Yes. Oh, love never lies. Yes.
Yeah, but it goes back to what I was telling you. The writing was on the wall. Umuntum brandi sadik rechin. Bokuma kuti la love is lying.
Love is not a lie.
No to buy. No to buy. No affront. Nah, shem keso onu. A lot of things I'm not serious. Ufano kuti umuntu is taking you out. Let's go out for dinner. How give you spare? Aye. When I come visit you.
This is me sitting back listening to.
Ah, Marisira. Pela nga pesme o tepe o kala ni kub kutu kutu muguse 18. Aye. Continue.
That's not on that. I mean, hey, you know, that's your opinion. This is where we put the disclaimer. The views expressed. Yeah. They are specifically. Views. We at Times Live to support Yonkindo. We distance ourselves. Just disclaimer. Anyway, let's move on from that. Let's move on from the drama, okay? Black Brain Pictures is set to film the Durban Music Festival documentary, which is coming soon. The 3rd of May is a fast approaching. And... Yeah, there's a music festival with Rick Ross, who is the headliner, who's coming to Mzansi because
Last time I checked, Bill Hamburgo 65%.
Okay. I mean, that's not too bad, is it?
Yeah, for a stadium, it's bad. Rick Ross has been releasing music for you.
That's what I kept on saying.
And you're good.
We the best music. That's not even
we the best. I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
Maybach music.
Welcome to the music. This is how. Whatever. Whoever's going, shout out to you. Go ahead.
Shout out to you.
Try and fill up the stadium. Are you going?
I know. No, I've got other commitments.
Okay, so the metros are happening on that day.
Yeah,
the Durban Music Festival with Rick Ross is happening on the same day. Where are you going? Are you in Joburg? Okay, give us your location in the whole South Africa.
Bombela. Same Bombela.
Okay, so you go to the metros.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely.
Celebrate being South African.
Okay.
Ngoba banominate ngoba abo Cairo.
Absolutely.
Abo Usmane Mani.
Yeah. I'm still trying to decide with them.
Even Scott utenge somewhere the abo Cowboy. So sabo go busy.
Oh, also by the way, shout out to Cowboy. Cowboy had a listening session I think yesterday and I didn't even make it. So yeah, shout out to him.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Sbusiso. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's pull him to support.
Yes, true. Let's do that. Okay. So yeah, but still speaking about the music festival. So Black Brain Pictures, even though people are not going, they are going. they've decided that they're gonna go and shoot that. You know what's crazy? I don't know how many times they've offered me, and specifically Black Brain, the tickets to go there. I'm like, so ngizolala kuphi?
Question mark.
Ngihamba ngani?
Question mark.
So manje ngithini?
Question mark.
Siyeke la. But also genuinely I did not want to go to this thing. But you know what? We'll have somebody help us report that.
I wanted to but ish. Manje yabona kunzima. But don't hang out this. And then I want to snag a bafun with Simbombella. So that's the name of Bella, guys.
Yeah, bo. Yeah, so that's that on that. Getting into my favorite part of the podcast. What are you watching right now?
Hey, I haven't been watching TV because I've been celebrating my birthday for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, when was your birthday, Wena?
On the 13th of April.
Happy birthday. First of all, what the heck?
Yeah, so this week, I haven't been able to watch TV because of load shedding. Okay. Load reduction.
So, okay, you always cake, first of all, in this office.
No, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry.
Ne cupcake.
Don't worry, don't worry.
Okay. Okay, so happy belated to you.
Thanks.
Shout out, how old are you, 40?
Not 40, not 40. I'm 38.
Okay, 38?
Yes, I'm 38. For real? Yeah, 1987.
Something smells like a lie here.
Serious.
Okay, shout out. Well, that's that on that.
I even know my ID number backwards.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, look at Tabu.
That is hectic. Okay, so you have not been watching TV, but TV has been watching us. Or you? TV has been watching you.
But before I was watching Itong.
How is that show now?
Sharp, boom, tanzi versus bo, like a construction mafia type of a situation. That. Mm-hmm. Then the other one on tanzi wants to have a relationship, little twin, deceased boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a type of situation at the moment.
Love it.
Then I've been watching Scandal. Of which Saturday has been dull.
Okay. Then good point.
There's Mthunzi, I think now Khona Aban Clever.
Okay.
Because I think we went for Chile the testificate ya alleged mother. Because she bilen tata and she bile chalata semi day is the one who runs the Itembeni.
Come on, man.
So yeah.
I love this report. Yes.
Yeah. Then, Smoke and Mirrors. Yeah, from time to time, Negnalo Ichaisa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've been watching.
That's TV. What you've been watching.
Yeah.
So you okay? And then Ngani Lengani?
No. I by that time I'm somewhere partying.
Come on, man.
On Sunday.
Come on, entertainment journalist.
I can't be watching that show because as I'm telling you, for the past 2 weeks I've been.
Out and about, celebrating your birthday.
But if you want me to comment on that show, I can say, let's talk about it. I can't believe Khore all along, Nerbukhetse Motam Sadiba and Twin, Bam victimizer, Gatilayo. And number two, Khonali TV exec. I can't believe Khonali the TV exec, Dulang Kopod Rumu, they approve such a show. So, but we did laptop in so yeah.
So let's give context a bit on that one because I definitely want to get into that story. So the show, which is currently on the seventh season, so this is going on for seven.
Yes.
Okay. It follows the lives of a young couple, Siyacela and Uthando, who were married as teenagers. They were married, one was 15 and the other one was 16, and now of course they are not minors anymore, but they're still married. And the episode outrages people because there's some toxicity, not even some, like a bucket load of toxicity that just plays throughout the show with the way that they interact with each other. There was even at one point, I think it was in 2023, where they had to put out a statement to say like, we've offered her support, and that's how they're justifying themselves even now, with them having the show still airing. They're saying that the show is designed to contribute to the discourse on GBV and social ills, and the aim is to raise awareness to promoting positive change. I'm just like, how? Okay. But devil's advocate, when you look at all the shows in general, and not just Mzansi, like, I mean, globally, whatever is okay. entertainment, and we take some episodes having rape scenes, or maybe somebody really portrays, or we see some people portraying, you know, gangsters and just like abusive men. I remember, what's it one with Michaela Kuhl? I'm going to quickly fast Google this one. I May Destroy You, which was quite a very emotional type of series because it was documenting how there's various aspects of rape. So I'm trying to understand, when do we say that things are entertainment and things are like education, and we say edutainment, but where do we really draw the line? Because there's various shows out there that are depicting some of these things. It's just that here, it's a reality show. So it's like somebody's real life experience. Social workers have intervened, but yet they're still together. Yeah. But do you feel like Moja Love is perpetuating, like, and condoning?
Well, I condone, because how, when I was only 16, no, it's a, how can you allow banali 16 and 15 banyali?
One, period. There already the problem starts. But if you were in America, it would have been a different thing. You would have been old enough, right?
I guess.
Okay, don't quote me on that. Okay, I like this episode. We are fast Googling everything. So in America, hear the typing. Do you have to be, is it 18? Shout out to other producers shouting from, yeah, true. So marriage age is 18 with parental consent. That is also, you're still a teen.
But in this case, there's no parental.
But because a person can marry at 16.
You?
The consent of at least one parent or guardian is required for a person age 16 or 17 to get married. So maybe we blame the parents. Let's lock them up. I'm joking. But it's not funny, because really, at 16, you're still developing. I mean, I was really up to no good. I can tell you that much. But I was not, which tells you a lot about my maturity at the time. I think the stuff that I was doing at 16 versus the stuff that I'm doing right now in my late 20s are completely different. So yeah, you tell us, do you want us, no, do you want us to go protest, boycott? No, joking. But do you feel like the show should be canned? Where do you tell us? Do we have a comment section? Let's create a comment section.
The thing is that when I want it to be cancelled, background. So, but yeah, I don't know. They must.
I mean,
just,
but we can come up with another show.
But about show showing, no.
I mean, I'm not.
Because already in public, mfano seras bunsi kutunjan. Because u telela your in-laws, telela bazalba ake, telela wongu muntu. How you kanjani thabo ngenkukhu?
Where you see now,
like,
we're getting
to
traditional.
Yes, it's serious. Like, you can't see more than a sense. Yeah. Then, but what's also Shwelez? That's a sign of disrespect.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. We like,
and what is
town.
Supposed to be like a cow?
No, but it's supposed to be a goat.
Oh, hectic, like
at times,
And you know, like, chickens are very cheap. Hey, how much is one chicken? Like a live one?
I get it. They had food. 100 rand.
It's 100 rand. Oh my gosh, that's so cheap. See? Because like a cow is like 15, right? I know cows because I'm trying to buy cows. Okay? Not trying to wait for no man.
Yeah. This episode. This episode, I think, will be canned.
No ways. Let me bring us back together again. So, yeah. So, I've definitely not been watching Ingani Lingani because it's quite a triggering episode and Mojolove have had to respond and pour some water on the recent episode. But one thing that I have been watching, steering away a little bit from some local. I'm actually watching The Mummy Club. I'm watching Rosette be as messy as she can be. Ooh, Losisi. See, I feel like when I was watching Rosette Ncwane on social media and just watching her just walk, I was just like, this lady carries herself as such
Rosette the one Andile.
What Andile Ncube, baby mom. I guess I was gonna call her that because of the way she conducts herself. So she just looked very like just demure. And then she opens her mouth and she becomes this evil lady on the show. Like, she stares the pot, bruh. Like, she proper goes in. But you know what? She's reality TV, you know, content queen. She's giving us. I definitely need a bit of drama when I'm watching a reality TV show. So I'm definitely watching that, and as well as the one, the Praetorian one, Hoofstraat. Is it Hoofstraat? Hoofstraat, okay.
Oof, straight.
Yeah, because they have the real money and they really be.
They are speaking Afrikaans.
Yes. But you got subtitles. Also, I went to Wosko Lakasha, so I can definitely understand a biggie, da and da. So, anyway. Yeah, but I think that one is also gold. And it's no shock that it actually broke a record. It is the most streamed Mummy Club or reality TV star show right now on Showmax. I'm also watching something else. This is the last thing. I'm sorry. I'm also watching an interesting series. I finished it last night on Disney. It's called Dying for Sex.
Yeah? And it's like Disney. Yes. Disney Dying for Sex.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be abantwana, must be. Hey, Disney.
Disney. No, for real.
Disney Dying for Sex. Fundisa abantwana yini TV.
No, but it's very educational. And it's,
let me Google it. Disney Dying for Sex.
Oh my gosh. It's such an incredible, I would have never, I mean, shout out to whoever wrote that script, wrote everything about it. It's a comedy drama. And there's quite a lot that happens there. The main actor, Molly, who is played by Michelle Williams, plays the role of like a cancer patient who's literally dying. But she's literally on her road to death. And before she dies, she has a sex list. Yeah, like a bucket list, like a sex bucket list. And it's so incredible. The way that it's done and even the way that they describe death, it's like, it's not even that bad. But not that I want to die, but it's like, I love everything about it. So go ahead and check it out. That's my recommendation.
I had a second thought on Googling it. About say, I type a Disney Die for Sex.
I mean, come on. No, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Go ahead and check it out. I promise you, on Disney Plus. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah. You can even watch it with your partner. I feel like it's a quite interesting topic. No, it's real life, real situations.
I'm going to watch it.
And it's a conversation starter with your partner. I think you can even engage on how far you want to take like your sexual fantasies, because they're quite explored. Like, somebody's a dog in it, somebody wants to be hurt, and I think it opens up the conversation to actually talk about, like, what do you really, how far do you want to take it in bed? Like, I mean, how often are we going to just do the same thing?
No, I'm going to wait. No, I think this one, I need to watch it with my queen.
Exactly.
Not the other one.
Not that. Exposed. Ooh, I think we're going to have to leave it at that. It's a wrap.
This is a fourth episode, but this weekend.
Meet the Kumalos. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. I I loved Meet the Kumalos. Kanye Mbao is the star of Meet the Kumalos.
Oh, Kanye Mbao.
The way that she portrayed that character, she was literally just, I'm sure she didn't have to audition. Like, I don't, did she really have to? Because she was so fit for that character. Ayanda Boroto also.
Ah, shame.
Everybody was just amazing. Khosi Ngema. Everybody. Jesse Suntele was amazing. They even have a song at the end. I felt like I was watching like a chick flick, but yagamzanzi. Like, it is quite incredible. From the way it's shot, from the script, I cannot fault it. Go ahead and check it out. It's on Netflix.
Okay, it's the Kim Chenaya Mama Kunya Mafellone.
Yes, and even her, like, she gave me like Mamu Kitty vibes, like from Rhythm City.
Ish.
You know, I really, absolutely, yeah, God bless her soul, too. Yeah, we've, yo, Kunini Siluza, our giant. But not to leave it on the somber notes, go ahead and watch The Kumalos. Who else? I really want to give somebody else a shout out from that show. Yeah, but go watch it, and then you give them a shout out. Well, that's been it for this edition of The Chisel Pod. Remember, you can find us on all social media platforms. That's a lie. That's not what it says. Let me start again. Wow. That's been it for this and this edition of That's been it for this edition of The Chisel Pod. Remember, you can find our latest podcast, review, or subscribe for free on Iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you choose to get your podcast. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisel Live. This Chisel Pod is a Times Live production, and our technical producer today is one and only Tabo Chabalala.
Nibalantoni na.
Don't forget, you can also listen to our other podcasts as well. We have so many others: Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and so much more. The list goes on. But until next time, I've been your host, Joy Pande.
Nini tada nonka makaya. Kumoto mkanedi.
Goodbye for now.
We can't get a car again. I'm glad.